Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we're diving into Anxiety at Work by Adrian Gostick and Chester Elton. Published in 2021, this insightful book delves into the ways the modern workplace is amplifying our anxiety levels and offers practical solutions for organizations and team leaders to help alleviate their employees' worries and concerns. Adrian Gostick, hailing from the United Kingdom, is an organizational psychology specialist and the founder of the Utah-based consulting firm The Culture Works. Chester Elton, a Canadian author and management strategist, focuses on enhancing employee motivation. Together, they bring a wealth of knowledge and experience to this topic, having co-authored several other titles, including New York Times bestsellers The Carrot Principle, All In, and Leading with Gratitude. Anxiety at Work is an essential read for anyone interested in organizational psychology, stressed-out employees seeking perspective, and managers looking to improve employee well-being. Through its pages, Gostick and Elton provide actionable insights to transform the workplace into a more supportive environment that recognizes and addresses the real and pressing issue of anxiety affecting millions globally. Join us as we explore how Anxiety at Work not only sheds light on the challenges employees face, but also offers hope and strategies for a healthier workplace culture. Anxiety at Work: 8 strategies to help teams build resilience, handle uncertainty, and get stuff done. Introduction: Transform workplace anxiety into a relic of the past. In the bustling corridors of modern workplaces, the conversation around mental health is louder and more significant than ever before. Employers and leaders are now recognizing the need to not just engage in this conversation, but to be at the forefront of fostering an environment where mental wellness flourishes. Today, we delve into a treasure trove of insights and methods designed for team leaders and managers, aimed at pinpointing the root causes and triggers of anxiety within the workplace. Imagine possessing a comprehensive guide that not only aids in understanding how today's fast-paced work environment impacts our mental health, but also equips you with potent strategies to alleviate anxiety. The goal? A team that's not just less stressed, but also markedly more productive. Through our journey together, we'll uncover the surprisingly potent impact of communal lunches among firefighters on their performance and the reasons behind millennials being dubbed Generation Paranoia. Additionally, we'll explore tangible steps you can take to stand as a steadfast ally to employees from minority backgrounds, ensuring a workspace that's inclusive, supportive, and anxiety-free. Embrace these insights, for they hold the key to transforming your team's work experience into one where stress and anxiety are mere echoes of a bygone era. Part 1: Navigating the Storm. Support for the younger workforce in uncertain times. Uncertainty. It's like a shadow looming over the modern workplace, casting its pall over employees and leaders alike. For the younger generation, clocking in day after day, this shadow seems longer and darker, fueled by a cocktail of job insecurity, rapid technological advancements, and a global health crisis that has left everyone reeling. How do leaders steer their ship in such choppy waters? The challenge is twofold: minimize uncertainty and master the art of aiding employees through the unavoidable storms. The roots of unease among young workers trace back to a blend of historical and current events. The financial meltdown of 2008 left scars that have yet to fully heal, while the rise of automation and AI technologies threatens to reshape the job landscape in untold ways. A staggering 2/3 of American workers harbor anxieties about their employment future, a sentiment only intensified by the ongoing repercussions of the COVID-19 pandemic. Herein lies the crux of our narrative. Young workers are marooned by tumultuous seas beyond their control, branded by some as Generation Paranoia. This title isn't unwarranted. Millennials, in particular, find themselves in precarious positions, laden with debt from educational pursuits, yet often rewarded with jobs that dangle on the thread of freelancing or contract work. The message from the powers that be seems clear. everyone is expendable, fueling an environment of relentless competition and a need to be perpetually on. But here's where leadership can shine. True, the whirlwind of change and uncertainty is a constant in today's professional landscape, but despair not. Leaders hold the power to illuminate paths through the fog for their teams. Consider the case of Fedoctors during the peak of the pandemic. With their clinic shuttered and their staff adrift in uncertainty, the leadership chose transparency as their beacon. Through daily Zoom briefings, they shared updates, challenges, and strategies, transforming the atmosphere from one of panic to understanding and resilience. This tale from Fedoctors illustrates a vital leadership lesson. Transparency can anchor teams in the face of uncertainty. While leaders may not always have the luxury of dispelling the fog, their honesty, openness, and commitment to clear communication can equip their crew with the compass they need to navigate through the storms. In embracing this approach, leaders not only alleviate anxiety, but foster an environment where trust and mutual support can flourish amid the unknown. Part 2. Embracing conflict, the unsung hero of team success. How does the mere thought of a disagreement at work make you feel? If you're like many, the prospect might trigger a wave of anxiety, having you retreat from the battleground of ideas at the mere whiff of conflict. Yet, it's time to reframe our view on workplace disagreements. The difference between constructive debates and destructive hostility could be the linchpin in transforming your team from merely functional to exceptionally high-performing. Managers often find themselves at odds with a prevailing culture of conflict avoidance within their teams. This tendency to dodge difficult conversations or react negatively to challenging feedback is not just a pain point for leadership. It's a missed opportunity for fostering growth and innovation. Here's our central thesis. Conflict, when navigated correctly, is not a threat, but an essential ingredient for a flourishing team dynamic. Consider the most dynamic and successful teams out there. They embrace disagreement. It's this very friction that propels them toward inventive solutions and enhances the drive to excel. The secret lies in feeling heard. When team members believe their perspectives matter, their commitment to their work deepens, breeding a sense of personal investment and ownership. So, how can leaders cultivate this culture of constructive conflict? The journey begins in the meeting room. It's not unusual for discussions to be dominated by the few voices bold enough to speak up, leaving the quieter members and potentially game-changing insights in the shadows. A simple yet transformative practice is to allocate time at the close of each meeting to explicitly solicit input from every attendee. This act can coax those less inclined to venture out of their shells to contribute their valuable viewpoints. However, fostering this environment hinges on establishing psychological safety. The assurance that speaking up, even in dissent, is not only safe but encouraged. This means moving beyond the superficial nicety of sugar-coated feedback to a culture where honest, even if uncomfortable, opinions are the expected norm. Withholding one's genuine thoughts is akin to robbing the team of critical information necessary for informed decision-making. Encouraging debates rooted in factual evidence rather than personal attacks or unfounded assertions is also vital. This approach elevates the quality of discourse and ensures that disagreements are productive rather than divisive. In sum, the path to unlocking the full potential of your team may very well lie in redefining conflict not as a quagmire to avoid, but as a catalyst for innovation, engagement, and collective success. By nurturing a space where every voice can confidently contribute, leaders can turn the traditional view of workplace conflict on its head, transforming it into the unsung hero of team productivity and morale. Part 3. Championing Change: The Role of Leadership in Addressing Workplace Discrimination. In the tapestry of modern workplaces, not every thread is woven with the same sense of security and acceptance. It's a harsh reality that many individuals, based on their ethnicity, sexual orientation, or disability status, navigate their professional lives amidst a backdrop of systemic bias and discrimination, leading to heightened levels of anxiety and distress. Denial is no longer an option. The data speaks volumes. Marginalized communities face disproportionate challenges, with Black Americans, for instance, being 20% more susceptible to severe mental health issues compared to other groups. Yet, there's a disturbing gap in the availability and pursuit of mental health support among these individuals. The roots of these disparities often trace back to the very environments where they should feel supported, their places of work. Here lies a crucial call to action for leaders. Initiating brave conversations about discrimination and bias is not just warranted but imperative. The journey toward change is fraught with discomfort, yet it's a path that must be tread. From the timely investigation of discrimination complaints, no matter how minor they may seem, to cultivating an atmosphere where every team member feels empowered to be their authentic selves, these steps are foundational to dismantling systemic inequities. Leaders are positioned to set the tone for their organizations. By embodying authenticity and openness, they can pave the way for a more inclusive and empathetic workplace culture. Sharing personal stories and vulnerabilities does more than humanize leaders. It signals to employees that their experiences and identities are valid and valued. However, the quest for allyship demands a nuanced understanding of the experiences of those we seek to support. Reacting as Howard Schultz, the former CEO of Starbucks, did, by claiming not to see color during a discussion on racial bias, misses the mark. While such statements are often well-intentioned, they inadvertently erase the lived experiences of individuals facing discrimination. Acknowledging and respecting each person's unique identity is vital in addressing and overcoming bias. In essence, transforming the workplace into a sanctuary of belonging and acceptance hinges on the willingness of leaders to confront uncomfortable truths, listen empathetically, and act decisively against discrimination. Through intentional actions and open dialogue, leaders have the power to dismantle barriers and foster an environment where every employee, regardless of their background, can thrive and feel valued. Part 4. Cultivating belonging, the heartbeat of productive teams. Imagine standing at the edge of a group, watching as laughter and conversations flow around you, yet feeling like an invisible barrier keeps you just outside the circle. This scenario, though reminiscent of high school dramas, is not confined to the teenage years. The stark reality is that feelings of exclusion can infiltrate the adult world too, especially within the professional realm. But here's a fascinating insight. Teams that harness a strong sense of unity and belonging don't just feel better, they perform better. The link between camaraderie and effectiveness is underscored by a compelling study from Cornell University, which found that fire stations where firefighters share meals are more successful in life-saving efforts than those where members dine alone. This discovery points to a profound truth about the essence of teamwork and the underlying problems that surface when members feel disconnected. Consider this eye-opening statistic from the University of British Columbia. 71% of professionals have felt sidelined by their peers at work, an issue that not only impacts individual well-being, but also the overall productivity and harmony of the workplace. So, how can leaders navigate the invisible yet impactful dynamics of exclusion to foster a sense of belonging among all team members? The challenge lies in the subtlety of exclusion. It's not always about overt acts, but often about the absence of inclusion, making it a tricky problem to identify and address. A proactive approach involves regular, sincere check-ins. Engaging in one-on-one sessions allows leaders to gauge the interpersonal landscapes of their teams, uncovering any undercurrents of isolation. A simple yet powerful practice is the 10-10 routine, spending the first and last 10 minutes of the day making a conscious effort to connect with each team member. This habit not only breaks down barriers but also reinforces each person's sense of value within the team, addressing the human craving to belong and be recognized. Another strategy is the implementation of a buddy system, pairing senior team members with juniors. This mentorship and interaction framework serve dual purposes. It facilitates knowledge transfer and weaves a tighter social fabric within the team. In essence, the key to unlocking the potential of any team lies in cultivating a culture where every individual feels seen, heard, and valued. Through intentional actions and practices, leaders can transform the workplace into a sanctuary of belonging where everyone is an integral part of the collective mission. This, in turn, lays the foundation for not just a happier team, but a more dynamic and effective one. Part 5. The Price of Overcommitment. Burnout undermines productivity. In today's fast-paced professional world, a new ideology has taken root, one that equates relentless work with virtue and success. This unyielding emphasis on constant productivity is not just wearing employees thin, it's pushing them to the brink of burnout. The modern workplace mantra seems to be more is better, with an ever-increasing demand to cram more tasks into limited hours. Yet, this path leads to a hazardous destination. Consider a revealing statistic from 2019. A staggering 91% of American workers reported experiencing burnout, reflecting a crisis of well-being in the workplace. Burnout manifests as physical and emotional exhaustion, a growing cynicism towards work and colleagues, irritability, and a self-doubt that gnaws at one's sense of worth. These symptoms are not only debilitating for the individual, but spell trouble for their employers as well. Herein lies a crucial insight. The epidemic of overwork is wreaking havoc on productivity, turning the pursuit of efficiency into its own downfall. The repercussions are profound. Employees grappling with burnout log significantly more sick days and exhibit a propensity to jump ship, seeking solace in the promise of a less demanding role elsewhere. This trend has sparked a growing awareness among businesses about the perils of burnout. Yet their response often misses the mark by treating only the symptoms rather than addressing the root cause. Corporate wellness programs, ranging from relaxation techniques and dietary changes to resilience training, are well-intentioned but fall short of tackling the fundamental issue: the sheer volume of work shouldered by employees. For instance, healthcare professionals, among the hardest hit by burnout, are not lacking in resilience, especially as evidenced during the COVID-19 crisis. Their dilemma is not a deficiency in coping mechanisms, but an overwhelming burden of tasks, many of which are administrative rather than patient-focused. How, then, can organizations truly counteract burnout? A promising starting point is to reassess and, where feasible, lighten the load carried by employees. While some leaders argue that cutting down workloads is impractical, practical solutions do exist. In the healthcare sector, for example, reducing bureaucratic tasks or reallocating paperwork to those who prefer such duties has yielded positive results. Staff members report feeling less stressed and more manageable workdays, demonstrating that a recalibration of expectations and responsibilities can make a substantial difference. To truly combat burnout, companies must shift away from superficial fixes and confront the underlying culture of overwork, emphasizing quality over quantity, valuing employee well-being, and redefining productivity could pave the way for a healthier, more sustainable work environment where both individuals and businesses can thrive. Part 6. Millennials on the Move, Navigating the Maze of Career Progression. In the digital age, FOMO, the fear of missing out, has taken on new dimensions, extending its tendrils from social interactions to professional aspirations. This phenomenon is especially pervasive among the millennial workforce, who, amidst the dazzle of social media and the competitive job market, feel a pressing unease about their career paths. But at the heart of this anxiety isn't a longing for more likes or followers. It's a genuine concern over securing meaningful employment and achieving career advancement. The pressing issue for many in this generation is the feeling of transience in their work. The days of long tenures at a single company seem to be fading, replaced by a landscape of short-term contracts and freelance gigs. This volatile job market fuels millennials' fears that they're constantly on the verge of missing out on the next big opportunity, leading to a workforce that's always looking for the exit sign. A startling contrast emerges when comparing job longevity across generations. While 40% of baby boomers might have celebrated decades with the same employer, the majority of Gen Zers set their sights on a mere 2-year stint before leaping to what they hope are greener pastures. And what drives them towards these new horizons? A hunger for learning and development opportunities that promise not just career growth, but the enrichment of their skill sets. Despite this eagerness to grow, a vast chasm exists between what younger workers seek and what they find in the workplace. A survey by the global insights company CEB reveals a stark reality. Merely 1 in 10 organizations commits to a culture that champions learning and development. This mismatch between millennials' aspirations and the professional development on offer underscores a significant opportunity for employers. By crafting and investing in robust development initiatives, companies can not only curb the restlessness pervading the younger workforce, but also enhance their loyalty and commitment. Programs might range from conventional training sessions to innovative approaches like offering rapid promotions tied to specific learning milestones. Take, for instance, the recruitment firm Ladders, which captivates its junior staff with the prospect of achieving a promotion every 4 months, contingent on meeting precise learning objectives. This strategy not only invigorates employees but also propels the company towards greater success, underscoring the link between employee development and organizational leadership in the industry. In a world where companies that prioritize learning and development are 33% more likely to lead the pack, the message is clear. Embracing and facilitating the growth aspirations of the younger generation isn't just beneficial. It's indispensable for staying ahead in a competitive landscape. Part 7, the perfectionism paradox, navigating high standards and workplace anxiety. In the professional realm, striving for excellence is often celebrated as a virtue. But when does this drive evolve from a healthy ambition into a stifling trap of perfectionism? This question becomes increasingly pertinent as we observe a rise in perfectionist tendencies among the younger workforce. Perfectionism, characterized by setting impossibly high standards for oneself and others, an all-or-nothing mindset, and a crippling fear of judgment, is steadily weaving its way into the fabric of today's work culture. Contrary to popular belief, perfectionism isn't synonymous with meticulousness or a commitment to quality. It's rooted in the desire to appear flawless, driven by the fear of failing to meet perceived expectations from those around us. While perfectionists are often highly motivated and conscientious, their inflexibility and predisposition to abandon tasks deemed unachievable at a perfect level reveal the inherent downsides of this trait. A 2017 study by the University of Bath sheds light on this trend, revealing that perfectionist traits are significantly more prevalent among students in the United States, United Kingdom, and Canada than in past generations. The usual suspect in this development, the pervasive influence of social media, with its constant barrage of opportunities for comparison and its showcase of unattainable standards. So, how can organizations address the growing tide of perfectionism and its attendant anxiety, particularly among their younger members? The solution lies in clarity and recognition. A common pitfall occurs when employees seldom receive affirmative feedback on their work unless it fails to meet expectations. This ambiguity fuels anxiety, leaving employees, particularly perfectionists, in a state of perpetual fear of judgment. To counteract this, companies should strive to clearly define what good enough looks like and be generous in acknowledging work that meets these standards. This not only helps all employees understand the benchmark for their efforts, but also provides much-needed reassurance to those who might otherwise fear that their best is never good enough. Recognizing the signs of perfectionism in the workplace is another step employers can take. Frequently seeking guidance on projects, hesitancy towards risk-taking, and defensiveness in the face of criticism are telltale indicators of a perfectionist at work. In navigating the fine line between the pursuit of excellence and the pitfalls of perfectionism, the key for leaders is to foster an environment where striving for high standards is encouraged, but not at the cost of personal well-being or team harmony. By demystifying expectations and celebrating achievements, companies can cultivate a culture where employees feel valued, understood, and most importantly, good enough. Final summary. Navigating the modern labor landscape proves to be an odyssey of its own, especially for the newer entrants in the workforce. The seismic shifts in job security and the rapid pace of change have ushered in an era where uncertainty and anxiety are common companions for many employees. The terrain is markedly different from the one traversed by previous generations, bringing unique challenges to the fore. In this constantly evolving backdrop, a powerful tool emerges for employers willing to steer their teams through these choppy waters: empathy. By understanding and addressing the specific anxieties and aspirations of younger workers, employers can not only mitigate the pervasive sense of unease, but also unlock the full potential of their workforce. The essence of navigating this new world of work lies in recognizing the distinct hurdles today's employees face and devising strategies that resonate with their needs and values. Whether it's combating the isolation wrought by remote work, offering clarity and support to those grappling with perfectionism, or providing genuine opportunities for growth and development, the path forward is paved with understanding and compassion. Indeed, the challenges are substantial, but so are the opportunities to cultivate a work environment where employees feel genuinely supported, valued, and equipped to pursue their career trajectories with confidence. In doing so, employers not only foster a more engaged and productive workforce, but also contribute to a broader culture shift towards a more inclusive and empathetic workplace. As we embark on this journey together, the guiding star is clear: empathy. Not just as a soft skill, but as a strategic imperative, capable of transforming the anxiety of the present into the achievements of tomorrow. In this brave new world of work, empathy stands as the beacon that can lead both employers and employees to a future where uncertainty is met with understanding and anxiety gives way to aspiration and achievement. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.